Is this Mickey?
Yep, it is.
Hey, Mickey, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing, Danny?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. I just wanted to touch base, you know, with you. I know as we talked, you mentioned you're, you know, still thinking about adding on that truck and converting it to a water truck. Just wanted to touch base, see if you found any potential trucks out there or what you were looking at.
We're still looking, but we haven't found anything, Darren. So until we find something, and it may be a while. I mean, they're just stuff's hard to find what we're looking for. So once we do, then that's what we're gonna do. But until we find the right truck, and I mean, I look, you know, I don't look every day because I don't have time, but I try to look 3 or 4 times a week, and we just haven't come across the right thing yet. So when we do, we're going to do something. But
I hear you. I know you. What type of truck? I'm trying to just picture it. Is it bigger than like an F-350 or something like that,
It's a semi truck.
Okay, that makes sense.
No.
And how much? I mean, were you looking to, you know, spend? I was like 30,000 to 40,000, right?
Just depends on what it is, Danny. I don't, you know, I mean, of course, the newer it is, the more expensive it's going to be, but just depending on what we can find.
Right, okay.
So.
All right, yeah, I didn't really know if you had a vendor you normally work with, like a guy that...
No, we don't have anybody that we just do it ourselves, so we don't rely on dealers, and all they want to do is lie to you and sell you a bunch of shit, and...
Right.
You know, we've just found over the years we're better off just buying direct from people. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, we're not going to pay the dealers markups and all that crap. So, you know, not unless we find one that's at a dealer. I mean, and, you know, that could happen, too. I'm not saying that wouldn't happen. But we're not specifically we just don't have somebody out there looking for us. Because what they'll do is they'll just find a bunch of shit for you to look at. And they try to tell you how good it is and... You know, we know better, so, you know, when we come across the right thing, then we'll do something. Until then, we're not doing anything.
Right. No, I hear you. And that's, I just wanted to get, you know, the timeline. I didn't know if you were looking to pull the trigger on it, you know, as soon as possible, or is it more like over whenever you find it kind of a thing?
No, it's like I've told you before, so when we find something, we're going to, but until we find something, we're not doing anything.
Right.
So, I mean, it could be tomorrow, it could be in 2 weeks, it could be in 6 months, I don't know.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, yeah, and I also know, too, with that whole package you're looking for that forklift, too.
If we find something, but, I mean, we haven't even been looking for a forklift, so I've just been too busy with other stuff going on, and
so
that's just how it is right now.
Okay, no problem. Then how's business been? You've been, you know... Really busy, or is it kind of...
We're covered up, so...
That's good. It's better to be that way than not, right?
It is. It is. We could be working 7 days a week. We don't, but...
Man.
I mean, people want us to, but we don't do that anymore, because we typically stay busy all year long. I mean, we're usually busy, you know, all year, all the time, so we just...
Right.
We work 5 days a week, and that's just how it is.
No, that's good. That's good. You kind of set those limits, and sounds like you guys have year-round work. It's good. But, like I said, maybe just want to touch base, you know, see how things are going. And I know you do.
If we find something, we'll give you guys a call. I got all your info and everything. So.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Appreciate it, Danny. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Take care. Bye-bye.